It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Good morning. The city's Health and Hospitals Corporation has opened the doors to a new $153 million psychiatric pavilion at Kings County Hospital. That's where a 49-year-old immigrant woman died last summer, and widely distributed videotape showed her being ignored for almost 24 hours, even after collapsing on the floor. WNYC reporter Fred Mogul has been following a federal investigation of the hospital, and he joins us now. Fred, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So this new facility debuted just as the U.S. Justice Department was releasing the finding of its year-long investigation. Tell us about that timing and what the report said.
Well, the report was released to HHC on January 30th and was to go public 10 days later. Then yesterday, HHC, the Health and Hospitals Corporation, called a press conference and decided now is a good time to show off their new pavilion that they've been working on for years. There have been hundreds of millions of dollars worth of construction there at this vast complex at Kings County Hospital.
So what does the Health and Hospitals Corporation and the city's public hospital system in general say about the allegations? Talk about them a little bit.
Right. So this report, which details incidents that happened months after that one notorious death of 49-year-old Esmeen Green, cases of patients assaulting one another physically and violently and sexually, cases of blatant neglect by staff members, excessive use of restraint, and just paints this very dire picture of a real rampant just kind of a disaster, really, in a way that we sort of don't think exists.
Fred, it sounds like we're going backwards. I mean, if you look at the history of psychiatric institutions, there were the same problems. That sort of sounds like the old Octagon on Roosevelt Island. I don't know if you recall, Charles Dickens visited there, and he wrote about such horrid conditions. How are we going backwards here?
Right, and muckraking journalist Nellie Bly checked herself
right.
And there were reforms, and things have gotten better overall, and yet these pockets do seem to exist. I mean, you do have to wonder what would happen if there hadn't been federal investigators spending a year in there. And mind you, they're using the hospital's own incident reports. It's not like they're concocting these things or it's based exclusively on their own observations. This is what the hospital is telling them.
But after the horrible death last summer, didn't they make a lot of changes at Kings County Hospital?
Well, they've certainly made some. They installed new leadership. They fired a bunch of people. They've expanded the staff significantly. They added hundreds of people. And they do say that there have been some decrease in waiting times in the emergency room, some decrease in assaults. It's difficult to know exactly what's happening.
What are advocates saying about the reforms? Do they think the city is trying hard enough?
Well, they think that it's all very well and good for for HHC to say, well, it's going to take time. And yet, they still get incidents week in, week out from the hospital itself, again, not just complaints to a hotline, that detail more and more assaults continuing and ongoing. So something about the plans and procedures, much less the new facility that's opening, is not quite taking root just yet.
So what's next here?
So the plaintiff's attorneys, the New York Civil Liberties Union, the federal investigators, and the hospital will have to sit down and work out a settlement, and that will require a lot of long-term planning and benchmarks that they'll have to follow and probably some kind of ongoing monitoring from outside.
Now, what would the hospital and perhaps patient advocates say to families and people who are listening to this report, who are reading about this, and they have family members who are actually in this institution? This is pretty scary news to be hearing about if you have a loved one there.
Right. Well, I would think you would tell family members to watch people as closely as you can and document what you can. A lot of these people who are in the severe psychiatric ward, frankly, don't have much support from family members at all. Esmeen Green, who ended up there, her own family didn't know where she was, although she had checked herself in previously to Kings County Hospital.
And do you think this is something that's just isolated to Kings County Hospital, or do we have any instances that it's going on at other psychiatric institutions?
I mean, that's difficult to know. Once you have a big lawsuit like this that does get some traction and does get the attention of federal investigators, that sets a whole number of things rolling. I mean, back when that videotape was released, I said, well, geez, what would happen if this videotape hadn't been released, and would the world know about this? Well, actually, in a sense, they would have. This investigation was ongoing at that time. That's how that videotape came to light. And a year later, it has documented pretty thoroughly what seems to be going on.
Okay, WNYC reporter Fred Mogul. Fred, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Richard.